Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. Another fun episode and another stupid invention. These are replays of a segment I used to do on WGN Radio on Justin Kaufman's show, where fresh from my Shark Tank success, I would go on his show and pitch terrible, terrible business ideas. But we'd pretend that they were totally legitimate and that I was totally serious. So WGN listeners would call and tell me what an idiot I was. And this was so much fun. Justin sums this up way better than I can at the top of the show, so I should just shut up and let him do that. This week's invention, cheat belt, one of my favorites. It's a seat belt you can Velcro on in case you forget to put on your seat belt, so that it gives policemen the appearance of a seat belt. But me from years ago can also explain it better than me from today. So I hope you enjoy.
He said, I'll pick up the frying pan, give it to you again. It's my first more the second time, but we'll do her again. I'll pick up the frying pan so you can swing it again.
There you go. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and production this week, Pete Zimmerman outdoes himself. List finding that frying pan. Listen to that. Woo! Well, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brains behind the successful local business I Want to Draw Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. So before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes into them and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch the new idea to Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here this
good,
week, Justin.
Good to see you. last week wasn't so good. My brewery.
No, it wasn't. Not my best idea. But again, you know, I came back from that 4th of July holiday with a ton of great new ideas, and I started with the worst, and I'm skipping to the best this week.
That's good. That's a lot of confidence to do that, because before my brewery, it was Stink Alert, which did not go well.
No.
Tattoon, which I liked. That was a good one. That was the minor invasive surgery.
Still to, potential,
Tattoo that talks.
Yeah.
There was the underwear. Do we have one for the name for the underwear one?
No, we never got a name for it, but yeah.
That was where you just had a package deal to
monthly subscription for to flush out your underwear drawer every month. We give you a new set of underpants.
And that was similar to the idea of the cloth toilet paper.
Well, yeah, cloth toilet paper, similar to cloth diapers.
Right.
But people raised some pretty... I think smart concerns about that one, so we've tabled that for now.
Okay, yeah. And then Umbrella, or
Uberella,
Uberella, which was the Uber for umbrellas.
Yeah, for when you're walking out in the rain and you need a quick umbrella.
And then Mail was the one where you were you would send mail for people.
Yeah, people mail me things, and then I mail them for them because I'm an expert at sending things in the mail. Yeah, you remember... All these off the top of your head.
I mean,
great.
these are the ideas. There's some probably in the middle. We've been doing this now for, I mean, this is probably your eighth. I think it's close. We're getting close to your 10th idea.
Maybe this is the 10th idea.
This could be the 10th idea.
10th
and,
one's a charm.
Know what? Why don't we get at it? Let me tell everybody the phone number. Again, the idea is that Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur, has a new idea. And it's rough around the edges on purpose.
Not this one.
For the idea that he wants some feedback. It's like a workshop. We're in a workshop. If this was a Broadway play, this would be the workshop. This would be like we'd be in Seattle.
I'm thinking this week a lot of people just calling to say thank you. But we'll see. We'll
see
what
happens. Very confident. Yeah. I like the confidence. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text that line. You can call in and get on the show. And also on Twitter, we're using hashtag frying pan. All right, Steve Gadlin, what is this week's... Great idea.
Okay, here's the pitch, Justin. Driving these days is so dangerous,
but
the highways are dangerous, even the side streets are dangerous, but where it's most dangerous is to your wallet. Okay. Right, okay. Did you know that if you get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, you could be ticketed $25, not including court costs?
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know what the cost was, but
yeah,
it is ticketed.
A $25 ticket if you are not wearing your seatbelt. Okay. My invention is a little thing I call the cheat belt. Okay. To take that sting out of driving. This is a, let's call it a mock seatbelt. It's something that Velcros to your upper left shoulder and then to your lower right waist. So that if you forget to put on your seatbelt and a police car passes you, he'll see this across your chest and not know. He doesn't know you're wearing the cheat belt. He won't pull you over. You won't get that $25 ticket. That saves you money every time you forget to put on your seatbelt. And remember to put on your cheat belt.
All right, it's a cheat belt. I've got questions.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be the one who's... I don't want to spoil it for everybody else because
sure.
I know the calls are already coming in here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can call and ask Steve Gadlin a question in person, or you can text what you think, yay or nay, to cheat belt, which is a Velcro-like belt... sort of that covers both your shoulder and your side.
Yeah, it looks just like it's designed to look like you're wearing a seatbelt in case you forgot to put on your seatbelt. That saves you the sting, the dangerous sting of that $25 ticket.
Right. Okay. Okay. 312-981-7200 for cheat belt. Okay. Let's go ahead and I'm waiting for Pete's on the line. He's actually lining callers up, and I want to take a break so we can take a break and people can come back and we go right to the calls. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay on cheat belt, which is a way to have some sort of piece of Velcro that fakes like you're wearing a seatbelt in the car, so you don't get a ticket.
In case you forget to put on your seatbelt.
Right. All right, well, let's try it. They're calling up, 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan.
I pick up the frying pan so you can swing it again.
Such good sound effects by Pete Zimmerman there. So download here on WGN, of course, the Frying Pan, Friday night, 10 o'clock, every Friday night with Chicago entrepreneur Steve Gadlin. Tonight, a great idea. It's called Cheat Belt. Steve, once again, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, the cheat belt is the best way to avoid the dangerous sting to your wallet of getting a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. It is a fake seatbelt that straps, you know, it sticks to your upper shoulder and your waist so that if you forget to wear your safety belt and you pass a police car, from their perspective, it'll look like you're wearing a seatbelt. You won't get that ticket.
Let's go to the phones. Yay or nay on cheat belt. Let's go to George. George, hold on, George. There you are. George, yay or nay on cheat belt.
I'm trying to find a friendly way to make my nay less nay, but gigantic nay.
Gigantic nay. Okay, why, George? You don't like it?
A couple reasons. One, your car already reminds you if you're not wearing your seatbelt with that annoying beep. So it's practically impossible to actually forget to wear your seatbelt. Second is the act of Velcroing something to your body is undoubtedly more difficult than actually strapping on.
That's a great point. George comes through with some great questions. Good job, George. All right.
I'll say this. With the prevalence of cell phones and other digital pieces, sometimes hearing that beeping doesn't immediately remind you to put on your seatbelt.
Okay.
Second, this is something you can do in the house before you even get to the car. So while, sure, sitting in a car, this may be a little difficult to maneuver, this is something your wife can fasten to you before you head off to work in the day. This is something a mother can fasten on their child.
So you could see it. You could see it being worn all day.
Well, on your way to the car, you know, for convenience sake, there's no reason you can't wear it all day. It's very lightweight, sort of a heavy metal buckle on the top left and lower right side, but the strap in the middle is almost comfortable.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Joe. Joe, let's cheat belt. What do you think? Yay or
gentlemen,
nay? Yes.
Nay. But are any of you gentlemen old enough to remember back in grammar school, if you were on the patrol guard, you got that fluorescent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. I was one of those.
You,
yeah.
Okay?
Crossing guard.
All right. 98% of the people that get tickets for seatbelts use the excuse that they forgot to put it on.
Right.
Okay. I got one better. Instead of having to Velcro something to you, why not just have this little windbreaker that you have to keep in your car, keep in your closet?
Yeah.
And when you put it on, it's got a picture of a belt.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. What do you think of that?
It makes it much easier.
That's good, Joe. Thank you, Joe. What do you think of that? A little modification, like could you make it into clothing?
Well, you know, I think that is easier. It's not something we were able to patent. So our idea is a Velcro piece that attaches to your upper shoulder and your lower side waist, because that's something we're able to patent and monetize. Mm. Maybe a little more complicated and difficult. May not have the staying power of what our caller is describing, but it's all ours. And we have a patent, and investors love to hear about patents.
Kevin, you are on the frying pan. Cheat belt, yay or nay?
Nay with a big, you're nuts for even bringing it up. You're circumventing safety. My mom got hit by a drunk driver 5 years ago. Seat belt saved her life, even though she busted 17 ribs.
There you go.
Without the seatbelt, she would have been dead.
Okay, all right. So that was the first one, and I have a feeling you were worried about that a little bit, that you know there are some serious connotations to not wearing your seatbelt.
We are not encouraging people to not wear their seatbelt at all. We recommend you wear your seatbelt every time you get into a motor vehicle. If you forget to put on your seatbelt, we hate to have you stung by that $25 traffic ticket. That's just... You know, for only $65, you can have a cheat belt, which pays for itself in two and a third potential stops, traffic stops.
Okay, so it pays for itself in two and a third.
About, you know, plus tax. And, of course, county by county, that ticket may
be different.
May be different, sure.
Especially now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Maggie on Twitter wants to know, hey, you know those purses made of seat belts. Could the cheat belt just... could also be a purse or a wallet.
Well, again, that's a product somebody else is selling, and we don't have a patent for that. So while that sounds great, we recommend using the cheat belt, which is a Velcro fasten on the top shoulder to your lower waist.
Maggie also asked the question, does it come in different sizes? Could it be more comfortable than an actual seat belt?
It's way more comfortable than an actual seat belt. Of course, again, I stress this is a theoretical company. Our marketing plan would never include encouraging people to wear a cheat belt instead of a seat belt. We're encouraging people to remember to put on their cheat belt if they forget to put on their seat belt to avoid that ticket. Different sizes, different colors, all those things are things we've thought of and we would do market research on. Mm-hmm. But right now, we'd probably start with a model that's that looks most like a generic seatbelt.
Let's go with Rob. Rob, you are on the frying pan. Yay or nay to a cheat belt?
Oh, man, you guys make me laugh. Big fat nay. It's been done before. The only thing that hasn't been done is the actual portion of the adhering portion of it, the Velcro.
Right, that's where our patent is, yeah.
Yeah, so if unless you like to patent something that's already been patented before, you got nothing.
You got nothing. Oh, Rob's giving you nothing. Nothing.
I mean, he says it's been done before. I have not seen cheat belt anywhere. That's a name we have trademarked. Mm-hmm. And the Velcro fastening is something we have a patent on. So if it is being done, I'll see those people in court before I see them in stores, if you get where I'm going there.
312-981-7200. We're talking with Steve Gadlin. He is the Chicago entrepreneur who won at Shark Tank for iwantodrawacatforyou.com. His principal investor now is Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban expects new ideas. Steve comes up with new ideas all the time, and before he gives them to Mark, he brings them here to workshop tonight. Cheat belt. It is a Velcro system where you can sort of fake wearing a seatbelt so you don't get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt.
If you happen to forget to be wearing your seatbelt.
312-981-7200. The lines are lit up. Let's go to Jane. Jane, yay or nay on cheat belt?
Nay.
Nay. Ugh. Why?
You mean those phony ones?
Yeah. Why nay on cheat belt?
Because it's a cheater, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's against the law.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, hey, if forgetting things is against the law, then lock me up now, you know? I think a lot of people can relate to forgetting to do something. So again, we're not encouraging people to replace the seatbelt with a cheat belt. Hey, we'd love it if you wore your seatbelt over your cheat belt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a cop would stop you and give you $50 for wearing two seatbelts, mm-hmm. you know, if you didn't know what was going on. Yeah, it is not against the law, we don't think, to provide people alternatives
right.
to help subsidize forgetfulness.
Let's do a couple texts. Let's go to Pete Zimmerman. Pete's in the studio. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
So you've got the texts in there. You know, if you could read a couple off before we go to the news with Rob Martier. The lines are lit up, so we will get to everybody in the lines as well. But what do you got on the text?
Kind of along the lines of the safety issue, 224 says, I can see the headlines now. Family of four dies wearing Mark Cuban's fake seatbelts.
Okay, that's a good point. Why would Mark Cuban want to get involved in something where that could be the headline?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you know, I don't know. I feel a little timid pushing this product if people are really going to associate it with danger and death. That's not the point. The point here is to accommodate someone who might be forgetful and save them from that ticket. Oh, that $25 stings when you're not expecting it, you know?
773 has a size question. I don't know if you addressed this. Would you make these for children and infants?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, you know, that as a business means more profit for us. We would probably charge a premium for the child and infant size, but they use far less material. Investors are going to love that.
And 224, not a fan. You can't keep this guy on. He has no good ideas.
Oh, see, here they come. Here come the boo birds.
Okay.
And I talked to you about that.
Yeah.
You know, don't get defensive because there could be an investor that Mark brings in that, you know, he's like, hey, my friend Dan's here.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, you're terrible. You stink. And you have to, you can't show, you know, you can't be defensive.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get defensive tonight. I can understand people's aversion to this. I see it as one of the next great ideas. Tonight I'll be nice. When I'm, you know, counting my millions from this one, I might call these people back and have a little fun with them.
All right. 312-981-7200. Again, it is the idea is called Cheat Belt. It's a Velcro system that you put onto your body at the shoulder and the waist to fake like you're wearing a seatbelt so you don't get a ticket.
Well, not fake like you're not. You wouldn't even remember that you're wearing your cheat belt. You know, you've forgotten a lot of things, but you get pulled over for maybe you're speeding too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to ding you on that seatbelt thing because it looks like you're wearing a seatbelt.
There you go. Well, the lines are lit up, and everyone stay with us because we're going to take a quick break, get the news with Rob. When we come back, we will take all your calls, texts, and tweets. 312-981-7200 and on Twitter at hashtag frying pan. That frying pan sound does it every time for me. Hello, it's the download here on WGN.
I think of that as my creative juices, you know. It really helps my ideas percolate.
I'm Justin Kaufman. That's Steve Gadlin. Steve Gadlin, of course, is a Chicago entrepreneur. I want to draw catforyou.com. The frying pan, simple concept. Steve brings his latest business idea to us. We workshop it with our download nation, and they give us a yay or nay. So Steve can get the confidence to bring this idea to his investor, Mark Cuban. So let's go. Right now, this is kind of unprecedented in the way that it's all nays. Nobody thinks cheat belt is a great idea. Explain cheat belt one more time.
Yeah, so this is, you know, of course, one of the most dangerous things on the highways and on the roads is getting pulled over and dinged with one of those $25 no seatbelt tickets, really. Mm-hmm. Whose wallet can handle that type of abuse, am I right? So the cheat belt is a Velcro mock seatbelt that you attach to your upper shoulder and your waist. Just in case you forget to put on your seatbelt, this gives the appearance of wearing one so that you won't get pulled over and slapped mm-hmm. with one of those tickets.
Now, we've already had a lot of calls that, you know, suggest that that is really unsafe.
Well, it's always unsafe to forget to put your seatbelt on. This doesn't change
that. That's
not
what you're advocating.
No, it is always unsafe.
It's not a replacement.
No, not at all.
It is just a safeguard to not having your seatbelt on for police officers.
Well,
not
it's
to give you a
it's
ticket.
Unsafe for two reasons. It's unsafe because if you're in an accident, you mm-hmm. could be hurt very badly. It's also unsafe because if you get pulled over, you might be charged $25 for that forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. So this takes one of those hazards out of the picture. What you do is you remember to put on your cheat belt when you get in the car, and that way you won't get pulled over for a lack of seatbelt.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text that line right now. The lines are jammed with people who want to give their opinion of cheat belt. Let's start with Brian. Brian, welcome to the download. Cheat belt, yay or nay?
It's ridiculous, so I'd go nay.
You're not doing so well. Thank you, Brian. Brian, is there any reason why you think it's ridiculous?
Yeah, because you're marketing a device on the basis of somebody forgetting to make a motion when they get in their car to go from their shoulder to their waist.
Right.
To buckle the seatbelt.
Yeah.
But yet you're asking them to buy a device where they have to go from their shoulder to their waist.
Well, or waist to shoulder, frankly.
Okay.
It doesn't matter with the cheat belt.
If somebody can't remember to buckle their seatbelt, what makes you think they're going to remember to put on your device?
That's a good point. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. That's good. Brian lays it out there, Steve. He lays it out.
I think people have a fascination with new devices. You know, when Palm Pilots first came out, I never forgot to take my Palm Pilot out of my pocket. Right. And I don't even remember what I could do on that thing before the internet, right? I think the cheat belt has that same sort of gadgety glow. You won't forget to put on your cheat belt the same way you don't forget to tie your tie in the morning, you know, on your way to court. So,
okay.
Yeah, right. There could be.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, we're counting on you, Pat. Cheat belt, yay or nay? You there, Pat? Nope. Let's get rid of Pat.
Could have been my yay.
That could have been a yay. So I guess we'll put that in yay. So yeah. It's 14 nays to one yay.
Okay.
Let's go to Marie. Marie, welcome to the download. Yay or nay to cheat belt?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes. Okay. Absolutely not. Why absolutely not?
You're encouraging breaking the law because seat belts are the law. And you're encouraging cheating. It takes the same amount of motion to put a seatbelt on as it would to put that on. Mm-hmm. And people have become accustomed to the habit of putting a seatbelt on already.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Mary. There is some muscle memory to this, Steve.
Sure, and that's a muscle memory that can develop with the cheat belt, too. I do want to address, we are not encouraging people to cheat. Yes, the word cheat is prominent in the name cheat belt, sure. Mm-hmm. That's because it rhymes with seat. That's mm-hmm. the only reason. We are not encouraging people to not put on their seatbelt. We are giving them a safeguard for when they do forget to put
right.
on their seatbelt.
So this is a safeguard product.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try Jack. This could be your big winner. Jack, welcome to the download. Yay or nay to cheat belt?
Going to have to say a big nay on this one. Big nay.
Big nay.
All right. Do you know why? Because here's the deal. If you can't even remember to simply put on your seatbelt, a very simple task, like the other caller said, then how in the world are you going to remember to put on a cheat belt?
Right. That's a great point.
I mean, come on.
There's a feature that I haven't brought up yet, actually.
What's that?
The cheat belt will persistently beep until you put it on. So you can leave it in your car. Mm-hmm. You put it in your glove box. You'll get in the car and think, what is this beeping coming out of my glove box? Because it's connected to your phone through Bluetooth, so it knows when you're near it. If you're near it, but you're not wearing it, there will be some beeping as a reminder. So
it does have connectivity, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 if you would like to call. Let's go to Pete in the studio. Pete, you're in charge of text tonight. What do we got coming through on the text?
From 224. So you mean to tell me that if a cop pulled you over and you're wearing a cheat belt, he's not going to give you a ticket or a bigger ticket? Terrible idea.
Well, why did the cop pull you over? He didn't pull you over for seatbelt violation, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably pulled you over for speeding, in which case that's not something I can help you with. You shouldn't speed, and you should try to remember to wear your seatbelt or your cheat belt when you can't remember the first.
All right. What else you got?
From 773, by providing this product, it could be considered obstruction of justice. If a cop pulls you over, he or she won't be fooled. You probably would be less likely to talk your way out of any additional tickets. Nay.
Yeah, again, the object here is not to get pulled over, and that's, that's, I think, something that we help you with. And as far as obstructing justice, I find it difficult to believe that a little piece of Velcro and a fake seatbelt could do something as bold as obstruct justice.
Okay, one more.
And from 847, OMG, that's oh my God. Mm-hmm. You cannot advocate breaking the law. You should both be arrested.
Oh, come on. Why would I be arrested? I'm just a talk show host.
I'm not advocating breaking the law. I'm giving people a fail-safe for when they are forgetful. And if forgetful is, you know, if it's against the law to not have a perfect memory, then I don't know how people are walking around in the streets right now. We should all be in prison.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The hashtag on Twitter, frying pan. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the download. Frying pan, cheat belt, yay or nay?
It's a nay.
Why a nay?
Well, I think anyone that would spend their money on buying this product probably deserves to have some injuries in a car crash.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. That's harsh. Mike's going to be serious there.
I wouldn't wish that on any of our consumers. Right. You know, this is a product people buy. You know, you're ignoring the other danger of driving, caller, which is that sting to your wallet when suddenly you owe $25 to Uncle Sam or whoever collects, you know, those tickets.
Well, we'll take a break here. But before we take to the break, I just want to go to a text. 847 says, I say yay.
There we go.
Because as a businessman, this guy can market to people that just want to stick it to the man.
Well, we would never encourage them to do that. But if a niche market for the product evolves, so be it.
So be it. Steve Gadlin getting some much-needed momentum heading into the last segment with a yay there. 312-981-7200. Cheat belt, a Velcro belt that you stick to your waist and your shoulder to make it seem like you're wearing a seat belt so you don't get one of those nasty speeding tickets. Again, it's not to replace a seat belt. It's just in case you forget. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay on that idea. Hashtag frying pan on Twitter. We'll be right back. We'll take all your calls. Stay with us.
I'll pick up the frying pan so you can swing it again.
It's the frying pan here on WGN. Download, I'm Justin Kaufman. Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur. I want to draw a cat for you.com. He won on Shark Tank. Got a, you know, he has a principal sort of, he has an investment relationship with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here. Tonight's idea, cheat belt. Give us a real quick summary.
Yeah, so this is the best way to avoid that sting you get when you're pulled over and given a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. Mm-hmm. Hey, sometimes we forget to wear our seatbelts. Should that be a $25 mistake? Or would you like to buy the $65 cheat belt that Velcros to your shoulder and your waist, gives the appearance that you're wearing a seatbelt so you don't get pulled over for those times you've forgotten to put on your seatbelt?
We've had a resounding no to this idea, mostly citing safety issues. Someone saying that both you and I both should be arrested for this one, but a strong, you had a little surge there at the end of the break, and then I go to Twitter and Katie says, "Yeah, all the way for cheat belt. I'd invest." She says, "I'll take one in purple fuzzy leopard print."
And that's the important thing. That's what this pitch is. It's trying to hook investors, not consumers. Of course, when we go to market, the message is incalculably different. You know, we're not going to pitch it the same way. What we're trying to do now is establish the viability of Cheap Belt as an investment vehicle.
All right. Well, let's go to the line. You've had a string of yays. Let's see if we can get some more. Let's go to Al. Al, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Cheap Belt?
Hi, this is Al from Huntley. It's a big nay, and what I just heard is that if you had your fake seatbelt in your glove compartment, it's going to give a signal or a ring or a ding.
Yeah, like a beep.
like a beep, yeah. But at the same time, when you turn your ignition on, you're going to get another beep from your other seatbelt warning.
Right.
So you only have two seatbelts. Now, do you take the safety route or do you take the fake route?
Yeah, that's great. You got to make choices. And you know what? I've heard great business motivators say, you know, you want to limit choices.
Well, of course, we want you to take the safety route. But if you forget to, we offer an alternative. You will hear two beeps, but who knows what those beeps will remind you to do. You know, our beep is shrill, very difficult to hear. Even if you put on your seatbelt, you're going to have to do something with that seatbelt because you can't drive with that sound. It's piercing. So, you know, again, we're recommending you put on your seatbelt. For the times you forget, hey, save yourself that $25 and wear a $65 cheat belt.
Glenn, you are on the frying pan cheat belt. Yay or nay?
You know, of all the fine products that he's been pushing out, I really have to say nay to this one. Actually, part of the problem is he brought up before was because of the, he says the buckle. Is if they forget to put their seatbelt on, what if they have to go on an airplane and they forget to take the seatbelt off?
That would be weird.
Unless he comes up with just like a final decal that he can apply to your window to make it look like you have a seatbelt on from the outside.
Yeah, okay.
But other than that, you've been doing a fine job. But this one, I think you just like kind of hit the mark.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for your honesty on that one.
I appreciate that, Glenn. Not all ideas can be winners. You know, I will say this does come with an attachment. If you want to stop the beeping that your car makes when you forget your seatbelt, this will come with a little buckle attachment that you can pop into your seatbelt's buckle to make that beeping stop. Again, we don't recommend you do that. We hope you put your seatbelt on, but for the times you forget, there's cheat
belt. All right, let's go to Pete. Pete, what do we got with text?
Well, let's start out on the positive note. I would wear it all the time, almost as a fashion statement. Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah, that's great. There you go.
That's from 847. Another 847 chiming in with yay all the way, F the police.
Oh, okay. No, it's a political statement there.
Friend the police, I hope is what they mean, because we're not encouraging people to antagonize police.
773 also wants to know, where can one get this, do you think?
Well, we would sell it in rest stops. We'd sell it at gas stations, AutoZone, stores like that. Again, the theoretical product at this point, we haven't locked in distribution. I'd love to put it in a vending machine at a rest stop.
Hmm.
You know, that to me is a perfect place for it.
Next to like a Pop-Tart.
Sure.
Okay. 847 says, I'm digging it. There's women that physically cannot wear one due to breast size. Mm-hmm. People can decide on their own. Mind your own business.
I would say if you are prohibited from wearing a seatbelt because of breast size, I don't know cheat belt would fit either. You know, we do have a patent on our Velcro mechanism, but I'd have to do some research, I suppose, as creepy as that sounds. I hadn't thought of that. I'll tell you that. I had not thought of that.
All right, what else you got?
630 says, I vote nay because, first of all, it's a $75 ticket, not $25.
Oh,
okay.
And second, why would I take the time to try and remember to put that cheat belt on when one gets killed in a car crash?
Yeah, see, they go back to the morbid kind of approach.
And if it's a $75 ticket, that's even more reason to buy one. If it's a $75, well, one, we're going to up our price. Because we really think the price point is that 2 1/3 tickets.
So you're gonna put this in a vending machine at $145.
Well, if it's a $75 ticket, no, we're talking, you know,
$175.
Yeah, $175, nearing on $200. So, yeah, I think we will. But people pay for vending machines with Apple Pay and digital things like that, so we're not worried about them having cash on hand.
Yeah, and most of the other texters are saying, yeah, the liability is huge. Mm-hmm. What would you do about accidents? 847 says he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that might be a returner.
Yeah, because we've gotten that one before.
And then lastly, 773 here checks in with, he's a moron. I really thought this was a joke.
Oh, well,
huh?
Let's go one more call. Let's go to Jim. Jim, let's do cheat belt. Yay or nay, Jim?
Steve has been smelling way too many litter boxes. That idea stinks. and Cuban should fire you.
Oh, there we go. A great way to end the segment.
Sure. You know, an investor can't really fire the company they've invested in. We're not in an employment relationship, and I'm allergic to cats, so I've been staying away from litter boxes of all types.
That is ironic.
Yeah.
Steve Gadlin, so a resounding no for Cheat Belt. But, I mean, you came in with a lot of confidence. You really did. You came in and you were like, right at the top, you were showing, exuding a lot more confidence than you usually do.
The goal today was not to antagonize the haters who obviously don't have the aptitude to discern a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think, the issue. I think the people who said yay were very intelligent. I'll say that. I won't say any more things about the people who said nay.
Okay.
But I will say the yays were intelligent folks.
Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. We'll see you next week. I mean, you said you got a ton of ideas.
I do.
Next Friday night, we'll return with the best hour in Chicago radio.
It's educational.
It is educational.
Sure.
It's the frying pan.
Yeah.
Steve Gadlin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That was another episode of the Frying Pan. Cheat Belt, the invention. Hey, I've got like 35 more of these. We're going to keep running them every week, every Sunday. So if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please subscribe to the podcast. Please tell a friend or two. Tweet about it. Post about it. I'd love to know you're out there. Shoot me an email, steve@fart.pizza, if you're enjoying the podcast. Otherwise, hi, Steve Delahoyd. Thanks for listening, man. And hey, we'll catch you next week with another terrible invention. Let's see, what's next week's? Which one are we running next week? Oh, the three shirt. Modern take on the t-shirt. All right, talk to you guys later. Take care.